When my Lou Lore translates for a Hmong patient, she can't just repeat the doctor's orders word for word. That's because the Hmong language often doesn't contain advanced medical terminology or names for diseases like diabetes.
Hmong language is a very difficult language that we don't have any dictionary like medical terminology.
Lore has been providing medical interpretation to Hmong and Lao patients for about 30 years, and in Merced for the past decade. Even with her years of experience, she says it can still be challenging to communicate a doctor's message to a patient in a clear and culturally sensitive manner.
Even now, when the doctor tells me something, I kind of go around to explain for the patient to understand exactly what we're talking about. So it's harder for me to think, what do I say now? What do I explain to the patients?
Medical interpreters like Lore play an important role in the culturally diverse Central Valley. They explain patients' conditions and doctors' recommendations. They act as a cultural liaison between patients and doctors, and often between two worlds. Studies and anecdotes have shown that a trained medical interpreter can have a positive impact on patients' health and sometimes literally be the difference between life and death. Experts predict there will be an even greater demand for their services when the Affordable Care Act is implemented in 2014. The California Pan-Ethnic Health Network estimates that of those people eligible for the expanded Medi-Cal program, more than one-third, or about 500,000 people, will speak English less than very well.
We are going to have a lot more limited English proficient speakers, people who do not speak English very well, come into the healthcare system with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, and I think it's a great time to make sure that language services are provided to these patients.
That's Ellen Wu, Executive Director of the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network. She says patients already have the right to ask for a trained medical interpreter at no cost, but many patients and doctors don't request their help. That's one reason her organization supports, in concept, Assembly Bill 1263, authored by Speaker John Perez. The bill would provide medical interpretation services to limited English speakers enrolled in Medi-Cal and reimburse their providers for the service using federal funds.
I think that because a lot of people don't know about it, either the patient doesn't ask or the provider doesn't ask for it. So this bill will bring attention to that right, but also set up a more centralized system for requesting such an interpreter.
Perez's bill would create the Medi-Cal Patient-Centered Communications Program, or Communi-Cal, at the State Department of Healthcare Services. It would also establish a certification process and registry of certified medical interpreters.
We have a real crisis of access to adequate healthcare because of a communication failure.
Speaker Perez.
We're trying to address that issue by making sure that we have a broad-based structured program for medical interpretation so we get the best healthcare outcomes and actually the most affordable healthcare outcomes that come with good real-time communication.
The bill has faced pushback because it allows for collective bargaining for certified medical interpreters. In a recent editorial, the Fresno Bee criticized the bill, saying it would increase financial pressures on the healthcare system. Perez doesn't think that will be a sticking point, though.
The idea of making sure that the medical interpreters have the access to collectively bargain if they choose to is just consistent with my broad-based view that all workers deserve to have that basic right of democracy.
Candace Adam Medifind is the executive director of a group called the Healthy House Within a Match Coalition in Merced. She's very familiar with the intricacies of medical interpretation and the Valley's need for well-trained interpreters.
Merced County, for example, is one of the 10 most ethnically diverse counties in the entire country. And without adequate understanding of the diverse and rich cultures in this area, we can see serious health disparities and serious problems arising in the healthcare arena.
Her organization created a training program for medical interpreters. It focuses on the Valley's major ethnic groups, like the Hmong, Latino, and Punjabi communities. The course features medical terminology, including names for diseases that didn't exist in patients' home countries. For example, she says, Hmong medical interpreters have developed the term sweet blood for diabetes. The course also highlights culturally appropriate care and patient advocacy.
We had a Hmong patient up at the local hospital, And the nurses, he was a new refugee, and the nurses were writing in red, pen on a chart that was up on his door of his room. And that really frightened him because back home in his culture, that red writing could indicate that you're being, accused of something terrible.
Mailu Lor, the Merced interpreter, says her job is fulfilling. She says her role goes beyond explaining a medical condition or prescription.
I like to help people. I like to talk the way that I like, not to hurt anybody or not to make them sad or not to make them scare the doctor. I really like to comfort them, talk to them, tell them not to be afraid.
Speaker John Perez's bill is awaiting a hearing in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. No matter the outcome of the bill, healthcare interpreters like Mailu Lor will have many more opportunities to connect patients and doctors in the years to come. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.